Hey there, thanks for listening to the Commercial Loans Podcast. I'm your host, Sid Vaidya, and today we're going to be talking about a topic around what is the process of going out there in the marketplace and getting a commercial loan. So this comes to us because somebody sent over an email at commercialloanspodcast@gmail.com, and that question was, hey Sid, I'm looking to get a commercial loan, but I don't understand what the process is. So can you talk to us about that? So I figured, you know what, instead of naturally, I'm going to send that individual kind of an explanation, but I wanted to discuss this topic, and I thought this was a very good topic overall to talk about. So today's topic, again, to focus in on it, is the process of going for a commercial loan. And what is it? Like, what do you do? So you're a business owner. Now, let's say you're looking to get, you want to go buy a building, right? And you have this nice, manufacturing business, and you want to expand on it. And you're looking for, you're currently renting. You're going to go out there in the marketplace. You picked out a property. You really like it. And you want to go and purchase it. All right. Well, the first thing, you're going to have to start figuring out is you have to get your financial documentation in order. Okay. And what I mean by that is having all your tax returns, your financial statements for both the business as well as yourself, right? So as well as anyone else who is owning the business, because truth be told, most organizations, may it be a bank, a finance company, private lender, anyone out there, they're going to say, okay, Mr. or Mrs. or whoever it is, you're going to need to provide some type of guarantee. Now, a guarantee is basically you saying that, all right, in case anything happens with the business, I will be able to help figure out how to get this loan paid. So you have to get all your data points ready. Now, if you're looking to buy a building, that from the last episode, we spoke about that when you're looking to buy a building, well, the loan is called a commercial mortgage. So now you can go sit on Google, you can go call your local bank maybe if you have somebody like myself that's out there that you know, and you say, hey, look, I'm looking to buy the building, what do I do next? You can reach out to the broker that provided you the building or showed you the building and say, hey, do you know a commercial mortgage person to talk about this stuff with? Each organization generally has a very similar process to, getting the ball rolling, but some may have a little bit extra here or there just because of the way their organization's process works. But the first thing you need to do naturally is, one, you need to start collecting the financial documents, both on your personal side as well as the business side. On your personal side, your tax returns are important. Maybe if you don't know what your financial kind of overall balance sheet looks like for yourself, well, it's called a personal financial statement. So in short, a PFS. And you can Google it. It's a personal financial statement, which shows, all right, well, Sally or Johnny, they have cash of this much. They have a house of this much. Oh, there's a mortgage on the house of this much. And in total, their net worth is XYZ. And then there's other things you can add into there, And what happens is whoever that lender will be, they're going to look at the entire picture. Same on your business. Well, you want to go and say, well, my business is going to go pay for that loan. Well, if your business is going to pay for that loan, well, we need to understand how the calculations of the business look like. So you don't want to just show 1 or 2 years. You want to show multiple years of your business tax return or a financial statement or whatever you have available. That also includes maybe the current year. Now, we're in right now, we're recording this episode in February of 2021. So, any lender out there in the marketplace is going to say, what did 2020 look like for you? What did 2019 look like? Right. And also, what did January of 2021 look like for you? Right. Because they need to figure out that not only you were able to pay the mortgage, but you're going to be able to pay it going forward as well. So beyond just that documentation collection, the process after that is, you first need to, get the documentation ready, knowing that, all right, it looks like I like this property or I need this loan now. This is the next thing I need to do. You get the documents collected. Secondly, you should figure out which organization you want to go to. I always recommend that if you're kind of shopping around, you should go approach 2 to 3 organizations out there, 2 to 3 banks, lenders, whoever it may be, just to get a sense of what the marketplace looks like and what the rates are, what the terms are. Some places may have this versus that, whatever else. So I always recommend check out 2 to 3 places, unless you know somebody, you've been speaking with them, somebody like myself, you've been speaking with them for so long, and you know, you trust their judgment, and you know that they're going to give you whatever they can, the best thing. Or maybe it's a local bank in the marketplace that you know that, you know, your friend or somebody else has used, and you want to go forward with that. So whatever that may be, but figure out, you know, couple of different organizations you want to go to, check out their website, check out who, you know, how the organization functions, right? Get a sense of the people and what they've done, because naturally you're not going to just have a 1 or 2 month kind of transactional relationship. This becomes a real long-term relationship when you go out and get a commercial loan. It's not like a home loan where you take the mortgage out and then you just make your payments. And then that's the end of that. And, you know, the servicing company could be based out of, you know, California, and you're here in New Jersey or down in Florida or wherever. So you got to also be very sure that you should be able to build a relationship with that, you know, financial institution, lender, whoever it is. The third thing I would say, so the first is getting your financial statements in order and documentation in order. Two, start doing the research behind the banks and so forth, right? Three is when you have everything ready there, you need to make sure that the contract, like, so if you're buying a building, let's just say, again, for the purpose of this episode, you're buying a building. Well, is the sales or the purchase contract, is it been signed? Has that documentation been started on the seller to the buyer side that can start, you know, getting the process moving? Because let's say you go to a lender, you bring them all the documents, you say you're looking for a $250,000 mortgage. Well, the lender is going to say, okay, well, where's the sales contract or the purchase agreement or whatever it is, documentation? Well, you're going to say, oh, it's in the works. I can guarantee you most of them are going to say, okay, well, when you're ready, bring all that stuff in. So you want to have that all ready. You know, this also goes for, you know, let's say you want to go out and get an equipment loan. Okay, and you want to go buy a new truck or a new piece of machine for your business, right? You don't want to go say, oh, I need $50,000. And the lender is going to say, okay, where's the invoice? Where's something that's going to go prove what you need, right? Because if you don't have that type of data, then it's just going to slow the process down. And the worst thing in any commercial loan is when you start slowing the process down, the excitement goes away. And then it just makes things harder to get things moving quicker, right? So when you bring all the data up front, it's just so much easier to talk to people, you know? And also, whoever that lender is, they're going to know that, wow, you know, Johnny did their homework. Oh, you know, Susie did their homework. Wow, they know what they're doing. They understand it. They're here because they want to really take this seriously. Because at the end of the day, you're going to an organization, it might be a bank, financial institution, whatever else, to say, hey, listen, I need that extra support. I need that extra capital to go and purchase this building, or, you know, working capital needs. I need a line of credit, or I need to buy a new machinery piece. Well, if you may be operationally committed, you might know what you want to do with the money. You might, but if you can't relay that data to the lender, they're not going to trust you. Right? And when you're looking for money from somebody else, there has to be that trust factor that needs to get built. So, you know, those are the kind of the general things that I look at, you know, as a former, you know, not former, as a lender, as somebody who's been in the overall commercial lending space and has been focused in on understanding on the different loan structures. I could tell you that becomes one of the biggest problems all the time, where people come in and they're like, all right, well, I need a loan. Well, you need a loan, but what's next after that, right? Can you provide me this data? Oh, why do I need to provide you the data? Well, that's part of the process. If you don't understand the process, if you don't understand how to work, then how are we going to be able to work together, right? How am I going to be able to trust you and you trust me, right? And the worst thing you can do is without providing any documentation, and you go and ask that famous question, oh, what are the rates? What are the terms look like? Oh, what are your fees look like? That right there, when I get those questions generally, I think that that person is not committed yet to me, or not even willing to give me kind of some opportunity to make sense of the deal, because they're just, you know, blindedly shopping. If you tell me, hey, Sid, I'm looking to purchase this piece of property, or I'm looking to purchase the equipment, or hey, Sid, you know, I have this, you know, cash flow related challenge for, you know, 30 days that I need to cover, so I need a line of credit. This is what my numbers generally look at, and this is what I need as a loan. That speaks volume for any lender out there in the marketplace. So, you know, hopefully you're finding value in this, right? I would love the opportunity to get more questions. So if you can, email me commercialloanspodcast@gmail.com. commercialloanspodcast@gmail.com. You're welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn, right? My name is Sid Vaidya, and we can also, you know, just go back and forth. As you know, the data that's talked about on the show, that's based on my experience, right? I'm a 10 plus year commercial lender in the marketplace. I know the various different structures. I've spoken about various different types of, you know, clients and how they function and what type of loans they need and stuff like that. But naturally, this is all based on my opinions and my experience. So if you want to kind of go a little bit deeper into this, let's connect. I think it's definitely worth it. And, you know, if you found value in this, I am now on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Radio Public, and probably a whole handful of podcast platforms. So if you're on Apple and you're listening to this, just scroll down. There's a 5-star rating button and drop me a review. I would really, really appreciate it. It helps the algorithm. And as you know, these days, the algorithm is like the key. So all of these things are going to be dropped in the show notes of this episode. And hopefully you found value of this episode. If you did, definitely reach out to me, and we'd love to connect. Thank you so much, everyone. Be well.